My son really enjoys playing basketball on his high school basketball team. He is in the second string. So when the starters need a rest, or if one of them gets pulled out, my son would get put in. But he really hates sitting on the sidelines watching the game instead of playing in it. And of course, we all understand that. I feel the same way in my Christian life. I really enjoy the promises of God that have something to do with what I can do. I'm sure it's control issues. I like to do something to make something happen. It's harder for me to rest patiently, wait on the Lord, give it to God, trust in Him, those kinds of things in which I feel like I'm sitting on the sideline watching and waiting. So this morning when I read the proverb for the day, Proverbs 28, I was arrested by verse 4, and I loved it. I've been thinking about it since. It says, "They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them." Now that is interesting to me. Contend means to fight against, to war against. That's something I can do. So often I wonder, what can I do about all the wickedness I see in this world? What can I do to stop evil from growing and being spread? How can I guard against wickedness and evil in the lives of my kids? And this verse says the way that we fight it is by doing right. The way that we fight wickedness is by doing good. It is not a passive act to live righteously. The Lord is telling us in this verse, it is actually a powerful fight against the forces of wickedness when we choose to do what is right. Ladies, if you feel that there is an area in your life that you have no control and wicked people or wicked philosophies are gaining the upper hand, and maybe it scares you. I have recently been there in my prayer life, wondering, what can I do against this world and the darkness? And God gave me the answer, Proverbs 28:4. I am contending. I am fighting. I am boots on the ground, skin in the game. I am playing the court in basketball. I am not sitting idly by watching, being passive, doing nothing. When I choose to live righteously, do what's right, do what I know is right, get up, have my devotions, walk with the Lord, pray, love others throughout the day. Those acts are not just our duty as Christians. Jesus tells us that is fighting. That is fighting wickedness. And I am all about fighting. I am all about contending. I am all about working with God to push back the evil in this world and away from my children and away from my family and away from those I love. So today it's pretty simple. Do what's right. Do today what you know to be right. And in so doing, you are fighting. You are contending against the wicked. That's exciting to me. Let's walk in love. Loving God through loving others. Have a great week, my friends.